Welcome to BIC Magazine's Industry Roundtable, the program where business and industry connect to share topics and ideas that move the world's energy. BIC Magazine's Industry Roundtable is brought to you by the BIC Alliance. BIC Alliance and its sister companies, BIC Magazine, BIC Recruiting, and IVS Investment Banking, help industrial businesses grow through marketing and sales, hiring the right people, and merger and acquisition services. Visit BICalliance.com for more information.
Hey everybody, it's Jeremy Osterberger with BIC Magazine. We're here at the ECC Association 54th Annual Perspectives Conference. I'm joined by Don Heimbach of LyondellBasell. Don is a Global Director of Capital Procurement and EPC contracting at Lyondell. Hey, Don, how are we doing?
Hey, good. How are you, Jeremy?
I'm doing great, Don. Let's get to the most important question. Been playing guitar lately, or what's been up?
Absolutely. Got a left brain, right brain.
I love it, man. Well, look, we'll get into a little bit more of that later. So, Don, you were just on a panel today, right? We were talking about Lyondell's Alliance Partnership Program. Can you tell us a little bit about that program? Talk about the model and what's the approach there?
So we set about a journey about 2 years ago to narrow the EPC partners that we worked with in the context of an EPCM delivery model. We made those decisions at the end of 2020, and 2021 really set about building the alliance around a standardized playbook. So we co-developed one playbook that works for all three partners on a global basis, and then we're now basically deploying that model out into active projects. So we have about five projects that are in phase three where that model's been deployed. And so far, so good. Some challenges, but we're pretty happy with where we are in the journey. The decision was around narrowing the partner set was also around realizing that obviously we were expecting a run-up in capital. We didn't realize the challenges that the market currently faces, right, with Ukraine and things like that. But certainly we knew we were going to need more a diverse set of skills to help us meet our capital deployment needs. So that's why the three. Our agreements are not priced, so we basically have a model where we have terms, conditions, and each project by project. There's a commercial proposal, and then we make a competitive selection that not only includes evaluating commercial, but also the team, the expertise, their fit with our team, and how they complement our team, and our team complements theirs.
Now, what are some of the key tenets and the structure of the alliance partnership model?
So, again, three partners, global, common playbook, that was really, again, co-developed. I think that's important. The other thing is that some of the sort of guiding principles were we were really not trying to change our partners. I think a lot of owners go in wanting to kind of make the contractor themselves and tell them, please do it our way. We set about this in a different way, and really, you know, project execution is an EPC house's core competency. And I think our view was if you pick the right partners, then those outcomes are supported over time.
Don, you mentioned predictability. Why is predictability so important to LyondellBasell?
So for us, it's our businesses and our organization needs to be able to rely on our global projects organization to deliver capital projects in a consistent way, but also in a way that's, again, is predictable, not only in cost, but in schedule as well. In this period we're in, where we have a lot of transition in chemical diversity, obviously carbon decarbonization, I mean, those goals and in some cases goals that have been set forth in our company by a previous leadership team now are accelerated, and we need to be prepared to support that.
Don, let's stay with this sort of headwinds conversation we're having right now. You know, give us some insight into that. What is the industry, as a community, what is the construction community facing right now as far as headwinds?
So it's a good question. The obvious is what you hear in the media, chip shortages, supply chain. I mean, those are all real, and I'm not, I mean, but those are known. I think what's maybe not as out there in the, you know, invisible, is the human resource side of things. You know, engineering houses are they went through a period through COVID where they had to lay people off because capital stopped globally, for the most part. So they're bringing those folks back. In some cases, folks don't want to come back into those roles. They've gotten another type of, you know, moved into a different industry. In some cases, the whole work from home dynamic is more important now than it might have been pre-pandemic. So those are challenges as well. The other thing that's interesting that we're seeing also is it's not just on those businesses that provide human resources, it's also human resources within the supplier community. So we've had no bids from people we've done a lot of work with because they don't have people to manage the bid process. They're just so busy. And these might be budgetary quotes you're trying to get. And, you know, that basically, like, look, if you come to us with a, you know, a formal proposal, we'll give you a quote, of course. But that's an interesting point that I don't think the market's been in before.
Right, yeah. Don, what other organizations are following this path that Lion Delvisel has taken?
I can't speak specifically. I do know that there is much more interest in this model in the last 3 to 5 years than there traditionally has been. I think a lot of companies are trying to move away from the transactional sort of relationship, you know, heavy T's and C's, you know, three bids type. I think many companies are moving away from that. And really, with all the industry has going on, it as we said in our panel, it's about we trying to solve the problem. It's the owner community, contractor, and supplier community working together. And obviously, everybody needs to, they're in business, so we have to build an ecosystem where people make money and are viable. But at the same time, if we don't work together with all that's going on, we're not going to meet those challenges. And as that speaks specifically for the U.S., the opportunities to build elsewhere start to become more favorable, and I don't think we necessarily want that.
Yeah. Well, Don, thank you, man. Appreciate you being a part of the ECC this year. Enjoy the panel. Yeah. So, Don, one last question. There's a flood coming. You got to take a couple personal things. You got one guitar to pick to take with you. Which one you take?
It's my Fender Stratocaster.
Fender Stratocaster. All right, next year we're going to have you play it right here on the camera on the stage.
Okay.
Don, thanks for hanging out.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you for listening to BIC Magazine's Industry Roundtable. Log on to BICmagazine.com for industry news and resources. Industry Roundtable is brought to you by the BIC Alliance. BIC Alliance and its sister companies, BIC Magazine, BIC Recruiting, and IVS Investment Banking, help industrial businesses grow through marketing and sales, hiring the right people, and merger and acquisition services. Visit BICalliance.com for more information.